Hey guys, welcome back to the Lee Chandler Commercial Finance Podcast. My name is Leland Baptist, and today we're going to talk about the current environment. So as we are entering close to the end of Q2 for 2020, it has been a crazy year thus far. As you guys may or may not know, mid-February, the commercial finance markets slowed down funding, and eventually by mid-March, it was completely cut off, okay? Completely cut off. So, ironically, as this is one of the weeks that we have New York City coming back online from the coronavirus, we also have lenders, commercial finance lenders, commercial lending, commercial loans that are coming back online. We have CMBS that is getting started. For those of you guys who don't know what that is commercial mortgage-backed securities. So these are all starting to get started. And what I found out when we spoke to a few lenders last week who are basically opening back up for funding is that they were allowing funding with credit scores of, let's say, a 620. They are now looking at 660s and 680s, okay? So the landscape is changing a little bit. Lenders are being a little bit more conservative in their underwriting. And that's expected, right? So it's kind of like when you're playing a baseball or even a basketball game, and you come off the bench, you know, your muscles are a little bit tighter. But I believe as we get further into the year that these same lenders are going to loosen the reins a little bit and be a little more aggressive with the current market. What's interesting, though, however, is although there are more lenders who are looking to lend in our current environment right now, thank God, because the liquidity is definitely needed. What is actually happening is that they are still keeping their same base points, so they have not truly fluctuated with the current interest rates. And so that's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. What that means, though, is this is a great opportunity for more. This is a great opportunity, for more private money lending. This is a perfect environment for that. So if, you know, as a commercial lender, if I'm only willing to give clients, you know, unfortunately 6.25% or even 7% interest rate, then as an investor and as an entrepreneur, it's in my best interest now to reach out to private lenders, give them the same opportunities that are available, you know, for different investment properties, and essentially have them maybe pay me instead of me paying them 6.25% as an entrepreneur, I can pay these same investors, you know, 4.25%, 4.5%, heck, maybe even five even. And that way they're still able to make money on their investment. You have to think about that. A lot of these banks right now that are holding deposits of large sums of money, those people who are holding those deposits are only making somewhere about, you know, basically 3%. So it's a great opportunity right now in the market. So just want to give you guys a quick update on what's going on, and I will catch you guys on the next episode. Bye-bye.